Aucklanders hoping health, education and housing will be big ticket items in today's budget. Others say poverty, transport and the justice system could all do with some attention. Brooke Jenner took to the streets to find out where Aucklanders want to see some money.
Health, education and probably coming third would be housing. Yep. Yeah, no, that's what I'd like to see.
Orewa resident Shirley Schofield says these are her big three for today's budget announcement. But she wants to see more money going to low socioeconomic areas.
Up north, in health for the people up there, instead of planting trees, I'd rather see them do it for the kids at school, clothing and just helping the needy.
Health was high on Wade Faulkner's list.
Probably an increase in public spending for the health programs, particularly the wellbeing system that they're going to be putting in. Another one that will be quite well done would probably be the infrastructure network around the regions, which they're already doing, but it'll be nice to see a bit more. Yeah.
A Takapuna resident, Jenny Saxon, says a boost for state housing would be of massive benefit to her personally.
Yeah, housing, yeah, seems to be a big issue at the moment. We're staying in a motel down the road, can't find housing. And motels seem to be pretty full of people that can't find housing at the moment.
Out east at Sylvia Park, Kylie Quince wants people's mental health addressed. She says it would be expected from an announcement being touted as a wellbeing budget.
Particularly in relation to mental health, which the Minister of Health has already tried to minimise our expectations in that regard. But I mean, the government is about to respond to the mental health inquiry. So that would be extremely disappointing if mental health services weren't fully provided for. And that's across the sector.
Ms Quince says it would be good to see a boost for the justice system and a whānau ora approach to prisoner services. But she says other areas need attention too.
Child poverty, of course, again, this government campaigned and a large part of their mandate, I would suspect, was on the basis of reduction of child poverty in this country. And I think we really need to see some, again, money and services dedicated to meeting those targets.
Lalit Kumar says houses are too expensive at the moment and regional development should be a priority.
They should concentrate on more housing projects, like apart away from Auckland, so they can build up government offices so that people can generate employment from there.
Hao Wing, who's originally from Vietnam, says he'd like to see more being spent on education.
Nowadays, if you have enough knowledge, you can do anything. Education is very important.
A Pukekohe resident, Nicola, says a boost for public transport would mean a lot.
One of the major things living in a city like Auckland is transport, public transport. You know, we live out in Pukekohe, it'd be great for my kids to be able to catch the train into Auckland. Well, we'd do it more if it was more reliable, or timetables were there, you know, for us to do so.
But she says the budget can be a bit of a balancing act.
If I look at the ambulance, you know, staff, they ought to be funded as well, you know, so everyone needs a slice of the pie. It's just there's not enough to go around, is there? So, you know, good luck to everybody, really.
The budget details are due to be announced at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I tamaki makaurau mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Brooke Jenner aho.